Wow, it's so exciting to know that how the Jesus film is not only communicating the truth and also equipping people to be the good leaders in the community. And that is really good to know. And as you were talking about the rapid conversion, and there are a few questions like when you use that word rapid, how rapid is like, because some of these Southeast Asian countries seems to be slow in doing things. People are lethargic in many ways. And how this is going to align with the mindset to create that rapid movement, momentum, where it will affect people to make decision and come to Christ. And that followed with another question also, like there are confusion about the house church movement, because many traditional-minded believers in India think if you are a Christian, on Sunday morning, you have to go to a church. When they think church, back of their mind, it is the building, it is tradition, it is rituals, and it is more of a order of worship and more of a kind of a church service, a worship. It is hard for some of the Indian evangelical Christians to erase that mindset, to get out of that box. And I was telling, like, it is just not only get out of the box, crush the box, so that we will see the real need, real world, and we be part of that to worship the Lord wherever we can.
Well, that's a good question, David. I know there are many, many wonderful godly churches all over South Asia and all over the world today. There are also many empty church buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know one brother pointed to the empty cathedrals of Europe.
Yes.
And he said, you know, that's a testimony, a silent testimony to a failed strategy.
Yes.
Because we thought by building permanent buildings that would last 1,000 years that we had built a church that would last 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. Now, many of those churches are virtually museums.
Yes.
They're empty. They're cavernous. What we're looking for, and what I think Christ is looking for, is a church made up of people.
Yes.
People who are passionately, actively involved in following Him, obeying Him, and serving Him, and living the kind of life that He lived here 2,000 years ago. Now, whether these meet in a traditional church building, or whether they meet in homes is really secondary, isn't it? The real issue is, are they reflecting the life and teachings and ministry of Jesus? If they are, then it's a church. I think He gave us a wonderful example when He said the Son of Man has no place to lay His head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And He demonstrated a church on the move. If Jesus and His followers represented perhaps the first church, then where was that church located? Well, sometimes it was in Galilee, sometimes it was in Samaria, sometimes the Decapolis, sometimes down in Judea. Churches are all about being close to Christ, living like Christ, listening to His teachings, and obeying His teachings. I know this sense of urgency is difficult for some to understand, the sense of rapid multiplication. When they say, you know, it took us 10 years to raise enough money to buy property and to build a building, how can you say that there are churches planted every month that are multiplying rapidly? Well, when you remove some of the obstacles,
yes,
like the building or like the time it takes to raise money,
yes,
then there really is no limit to what you can do. One fellow I know, he was in Madhya Pradesh. He tells a story of how he had initially been excited about people just coming to Christ. And he realized coming to Christ was fine, but if they weren't gathered together into discipleship communities, if they weren't gathered into churches, then they might be lost and never look back. If you don't mind, David, let me read to you a little vignette from my from my book.
Okay.
It's on page 37. This was in Madhya Pradesh. A lay church planter gave a revealing testimony. He said, I came to Jesus in the late 1980s. Not long afterwards, I experienced a large evangelistic crusade in a city. Impressed, I returned to my village and organized similar crusades there and in the surrounding villages for years. Thousands came and everyone liked it. The crusades were so successful that even the lame could walk again and walked away, never to return. The blind could see and they never looked back. Frustrated with the fleeting fruit of mass evangelism, the village church planter sought help. In 1994, he said, I attended a seminar about house church planting, which completely changed my thinking. I gave up the costs and difficulties of organizing crusades, and I started to plant house churches with fiery evangelistic zeal, with the result that almost 500 house churches have been started in neighboring districts. So we don't plant only one house church per village because there are a number of people groups which require their own house church. I hope that the number of house churches will double in the next 12 months.
Wow.